KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
eThekwini Municipality has welcomed a Durban High Court ruling which rejected a bid to declare rates charged from 2005 to 2008 unlawful. The Westville Ratepayers Association filed an application challenging the publication of the rates in the Provincial Gazette. The association claimed its investigation found that the municipality failed to follow required laws before publishing the rates. However, the High Court has ruled in favour of the municipality. eThekwini spokesperson Gugu Sisilana.
The municipality disputed this and contended that it had complied with the Municipal Finance Management Act and published the promulgation in the Gazette.
The Public Servants Association in KZN is demanding a full investigation into the death of a medical intern at a Durban hospital. They claim that the junior doctor at the Prince Imshiyeni Memorial Hospital in Umlazi was allegedly forced to work while he was ill. According to the PSA, Aluluto Mazwi was a newly diagnosed diabetic and passed away this week after collapsing on Sunday. The union's Mlungisi Ndlovu says Mazwi was instructed to continue working by a supervising consultant.
PSA has consistently warned KwaZulu-Natal Department of Health about related inhuman working condition, autocratic leadership style, abuse of power at Prince Imshiyeni Memorial Hospital and other hospitals. We call for the MEC of Health, the Premier of KwaZulu-Natal, we call the minister to be able to attend to these issues because interns in KwaZulu-Natal have been ill-treated.
To Gauteng, no arrests have been made after 25 children were rescued from illegal initiation schools in Klipgat this afternoon. According to authorities, around 60 children have been abducted from their homes and allegedly brought to the illegal schools. Newswatch's Masichaba Sefolaro was there.
14 boys and 8 girls have been rescued by authorities from 4 illegal schools hidden in the bushes between Klipgat and Mabupane. They'll undergo medical evaluation before the process to reunite them with their families in Ekurhuleni begins. Most of the 8 girls had their heads shaved and appear to have been smeared with red ochre. Meanwhile, 3 more girls managed to escape from the schools between Wednesday and Thursday. They say they were assaulted.
That's Newswatch's Masichaba Sefolaro. And President Cyril Ramaphosa has joined South Africans in mourning the passing of former Springbok wing Cornell Hendricks. In a statement, Ramaphosa praised the 37-year-old as a role model who overcame tough circumstances to rise to the international rugby stage. Hendricks passed away from a heart attack this week. He represented the Springboks 12 times and played for teams including the Cheetahs and Bulls. Blue Bull CEO Edgar Ratbone says Hendricks was the heart and soul of the team.
Lost a loved member of our family. Cornell will always be remembered for God. It had a hell of a lot of energy, always up for a joke.
And abroad, a USA judge has pleaded not guilty to helping a man evade immigration agents. The judge was indicted this week on charges of concealing a person from arrest. President Donald Trump has conducted a crackdown on undocumented migrants since coming into power in January. But the Justice Department has called her arrest an attempt to intimidate the judiciary. Durban and Pietermaritzburg, a high of 24 tomorrow, Richards Bay 27. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudial.